As we mentioned earlier in the program, a new Speaker of the House for the Arkansas General Assembly was selected yesterday. Davy Carter from Cabot is a member of the new majority Republicans in the House, and he was elected over the man that was thought to be the favored candidate, Republican Terry Rice of Waldron. Carter ascends to the post with the support of some Republicans and some Democrats. Roby Brock from our content partner TalkBusiness.net was at the state capitol yesterday.
I think there's a couple of factors that were at work here. Number one, that the margins were so small. I think that Republican expectations were that they would get 60 or maybe even more seats in the House, and there was a plan in place that was going to trigger a series of leadership decisions based on that. And it was going to be pretty aggressive in terms of changing staff and rules. And with a 51-vote margin, which is just one vote over what they needed for a majority, there was some hesitancy from some of the moderate Republicans that were not in the Rice leadership team to say, that's too far too fast, and we need to be a little bit more cautious and moderate in our approach. And really, with just one Republican peeling off, they don't have a majority anymore. So it kind of presented this dilemma of, you know, I don't like the direction this thing's going. And Carter, I think, quickly and early on kind of emerged as the consensus favorite among this group of upstarts that were concerned about that direction. And I think some of the leadership decisions that were not announced publicly but were working their way privately into the Rice leadership team, I think there were some concerns from some Republicans that have been in some positions of power as the minority that they didn't agree with those decisions. This is an opportunity for them to move into those positions if they can, you know, structure this coup, for lack of a better word. If you saw last Friday, this is way inside baseball, the Republicans really got schooled on a couple of major committee assignments, particularly the Joint Budget Committee, where Democrats outnumber them 14 to 10. For a party that ran this last election cycle on the premise of lower government and lower taxes, less government and lower taxes, to not control the budget committee in the House is a pretty serious setback. So I think all of those events kind of swirled together and presented themselves as, we need to have stronger leadership here, and another person needs to lead us, and Davy Carter has emerged as that candidate.
Well, this will make for interesting observation as the legislature convenes in January. I mean, see if this sort of thing, you know, creates problems within that very slim majority.
I think that there will be some wounds to have to heal, and I think it could be a very divisive session among the Republicans, not necessarily between Republicans and Democrats as we had previously expected. I still think there'll be some partisan issues in that respect, but I think the Republicans are going to have a tough time. This has been a very hurtful challenge, and I think they'll put on game face for a while, but this is the kind of politics that's just not going to heal itself quickly, and you know, there's been some trust issues, and this is going to be very difficult for them. Now, I will say, for Governor Mike Beebe, we all thought, how is he going to work with a Republican-controlled House and Senate? He and Davy Carter have a very fine working relationship. I don't think Davy Carter will, you know, be puppeted by Mike Beebe, but they just have an immense amount of respect for each other, and I think that they will work well together on issues where they have common ground. And Senator Michael Lamoureux, who was installed as the Senate president, because the Republicans took control there, he and Governor Beebe have a good relationship, too. So this may work out to be a very smooth session on some big-picture items, Medicaid expansion being the one exception. But I think there'll be some good congeniality and some real opportunities for Republicans and a Democratic governor to work together because of these leadership changes.
Roby Brock is the editor and publisher of TalkBusiness.net. He covered yesterday's election of a new Speaker of the Arkansas House of Representatives at the state capitol yesterday. You can read more at TalkBusiness.net.
Herman Woke has been writing best-selling novels for more than half a century, and at the age of 97, he still has work to do.
I'm still in it. And there's a surprise around the corner tomorrow, so let me alone.
Herman Woke in his new novel, The Lawgiver, Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Weekend Edition Saturday with Scott Simon tomorrow morning from 7 until 9 on KUAF 91.3 FM.